Well, brace, brace, the National Party has a new leader. Parliamentary freshie and former Air New Zealand boss Christopher Luxon has landed the job. The situation vacant sign went up last week after an epic party implosion. Judith Collins was tossed out of the job after a no-confidence vote that was called when she demoted Simon Bridges over inappropriate comments he made several years ago. And with more plot twists than a daytime soap just hours before the vote, Bridges, who was planning a comeback, pulled out of the leadership race, pledging his support for Christopher Luxon. And the new leader of the National Party joins us now. Congratulations.
Hey Lisa, how are you today?
I'm very well. What about you?
Oh, excited. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been it's a great opportunity for the National Party. It's actually a great opportunity for New Zealand, and so it's been an exciting day. It's been fun.
Who was the first person you called after you got the leadership?
It was my wife, Amanda, up in Auckland. She's in lockdown, so she wasn't here with me in Wellington.
And was she happy that you're the leader?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Look, I mean, you can't do this job without the support of your family, and yeah, we're really lucky we've got a good family unit there and rock solid. So it's it's great to have that family support, and they encourage you and support you and tell you as it is, and also, you know, it's important that they get on with their lives and as well, and can separate from it as well. So it's been great.
Right, well, let's talk about the big job ahead. There's no doubt that you have been successful in business, but what do you think the difference is between business leadership and political leadership?
Yeah, well, what I'd say on that is the biggest difference is actually in the content and the processes. And you'd know Parliament well and the political world well, and so you can always learn and master content. The bit that is, I think, relevant is actually, you know, how you lead, you know, large, complex organisations, but also, more importantly, how do you build a team? How do you get the culture right? And how do you get the best out of each of the individuals in a team? And as a CEO, you know, that's what a great CEO should be doing for an organisation. And when you think about it, that's actually, you know, what I need to do as a leader of a political party here at the National Party. It's ultimately what you need to do, I think, as a Prime Minister. And the background I have is, yep, it's a commercial world background, and I bring that background, which is really fundamentally, you know, define and solve your problems, get some results, and do it with, through, and for people. And actually, when you think about it, that's kind of what, you know, a National Party needs. It's also what, frankly, New Zealand needs.
But in business, right, you serve the shareholders, the balance sheet is king, and you're looking for a profit. So what's the end goal leadership and politics?
Well, I disagree with you on that. I get that's the portrayal of how people think, a good CEO, you know, should be focused on. It's actually not what a good CEO is focused on. You're focused on, you know, building a really long-term, healthy business and actually delivering for stakeholders, not solely for shareholders. And so you've got to recognise customers, employees. Yes, shareholders are one of those groups, but, you know, it's not as simplistic as that, I put it to you. And I know, you know, running a country is not like running a company, but what I can tell you at the moment is that New Zealanders are actually over the PR and the spin and the announcement of announcements. You know, they really want us to get things done. And, you know, I'll just give a small, just a small example of what I'm trying to illustrate. But, you know, we're in the middle of a COVID crisis and we decide to go restructure our healthcare system. That distracts thousands of workers. As a CEO, you'd be solving that problem. You'd be focusing everyone on it. You don't go create a distraction that you'd need at that time. If you want to prepare and de-risk a future scenario, you would have doubled or quadrupled ICU beds. We've actually got less ICU beds than we had a year ago.
So, okay. You know, so that's a critique.
Sort of
that's
matters.
A critique of the other people's policy. Well, no, I just want to stay with your team for the moment, because yep. That is, I mean, you're fresh to the job. You mentioned team building, right? So yep. You've got three former leaders in your caucus. That's a notoriously difficult position to be in. You know, there's the grief of ambitions dashed and their hopes and dreams. How are you going to manage that situation?
Well, I think that's what was really good about the last 4 days, is that actually, you know, we played and had real conversations with each other about, well, do you want to keep doing it the way we've been doing it for the last 4 years, which is completely dysfunctional, or do you actually want to turn the page, hard reset it, and look forward? And we all decided to do that. That's what's reflected in an uncontested, you know, leadership situation as we've just come through. And I've got to tell you, in my conversations one-on-one with each of my caucus colleagues and you know, members here, there wasn't conversation about what's in it for me, and that's the key thing. You want to build a high-performance team. I can tell you right now, we've got 33 amazing people with great experience, competency. We just need to hook them up to the right task and put the right people on the right problem to solve.
So, hand on heart, have you not promised a single person anything?
Apart from Nicola Willis, that's the conversation that we had. As a deputy, I wanted to run with Nicola because I thought we would be complementary and balance each other really well. And the conversations about portfolios will start in the next few days.
Okay, you've been very clear about the fact that you hold Christian beliefs. So I just want to hear what your policy positions are on some things. What's your position on abortion?
Well, firstly, can I just say, let's talk that. Look, I am pro-life, but what I'd say to you, if you look at Nicola, who is our deputy leader...
So does that mean... No, I'm asking your position, so let's stick with you for the moment. You're pro-life, so do you not support the women's right to choose?
I'm pro-life. Nicola would be pro-choice. We both represent views that actually New Zealanders hold. Some New Zealanders would hold my pro-life position. Others would take Nicola's pro-choice position.
So do you...
The important thing is that we can actually hold those different views, and actually we can disagree without being disagreeable, and we can actually respect each other's views. Nicola and I have the same set of values. We have a different view on that position.
Okay, but you're the leader, and I'm trying to canvass your views. So if you are pro-life, do you believe that abortion is murder?
I'm not going to say any more about that. I've just expressed my opinion
to
you.
Why not? You want it, there's 13,000 people that you want to get back to you that have left, you say, and some of those will be women, and they'll be really interested in where you stand on this. So do you believe that abortion is murder?
We've settled our legislation in the last parliament, and as I said to you, in the National Party we have a range of views, as do New Zealanders. And so I can tell you right now, not a big issue. We're moving forward.
Gay conversion therapy, should it be banned?
Yeah, it is. It's an abhorrent practice, and we really want to support that bill. The key concern we had there was around the criminalisation of parents. It's in select committee at the moment. It'll come back at some point in time. But I can tell you, I want to support it. I think it's abhorrent. And frankly, the National Party does. We just want clarity around that select committee.
So are you going to allow a conscience vote then?
We want to see the feedback from the select committee. What the select committee does, just for your listeners, is a bill gets proposed in first reading. It's often a bit suboptimal. People go, they open it up. You get a lot of feedback from the public, from experts.
And then you
build it into a second reading. And that's how you
move forward. You're waiting for the outcome of that. I'm sorry, we do have limited time, and we kind of want to get to know you because some people don't know you that well. So we're going to go into a quick fire session, right? And I need quick answers. If you hear the pips, we've hit the news, by the way. So
I'm sorry.
Get ready. No.
Okay.
Your favourite animal, please.
Guinea pigs.
How many times have you lied today?
I don't believe. I try not to lie.
So you've not lied at all today?
No.
ACT Party, friend or foe?
Friend.
What is your superpower?
Solving problems.
What is one word to describe you?
Extrovert.
What do you reckon is the best movie of all times?
I love, what would be a good one? You've got me there. The James Bond series. I've just watched all four, and I've just managed to... I haven't watched the final one because in Auckland we can't go to the cinemas, but...
Okay, so you're a 007 fan.
Yeah,
is disloyalty a sacking offence?
I want to be really clear. We've had a conversation on the weekend and we set pretty high performance standards. I know how to run high performance teams. Expectations are clear. Consequences will be clear.
So what is the clear consequence? Disloyalty is a sacking offence? Yay or nay?
I would have thought so, yep.
Okay, choose yourself a theme song.
Live Like You Were Dying, Tim McGraw.
Okay, so does personality matter in politics, do you reckon?
Look, I think it's a component of it, absolutely. I mean, I think you attach to people and personalities and who they are, and you've got to get a sense of, do I like them? Would I want to go on a road trip with them? Do I want to go to dinner? Would I let them babysit my kids? And then I think, you look at the rational parts of it as well.
How many homes do you own? And please don't hide behind a trust.
Seven.
You own seven homes?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favourite former Prime Minister?
Here in New Zealand.
Our Prime Minister, your favourite former Prime Minister. You choose.
I would say John Key.
Okay. Does it annoy you that people get your name wrong all the time?
No, look, that's fine. I understand. But it is Luxon with no T.
For the record.
For the record.
How often are you mistaken for Matt Doocy?
Quite frequently.
When was the last time that happened?
About last week. Last Thursday, I'd say.
What will be your key performance indicator?
Winning in 2023.
Okay, so, seeing as you bring that up, if National loses at the next election, will you stick around as leader?
not going to talk about that. I'm going to focus on getting National back in the game, turning the page, going forward.
Oh, come on. It's a key question. Are you here for a long time or a short time?
I'm here for a long time.
So how do you buy that time if you lose?
We won't lose. We're going to win in 23.
Okay, very quickly. We're almost out of time. Do you know Nicola Willis well?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yep. Okay, here's the question. She's worked in a number of businesses, including food industry, selling what product?
She worked at Fonterra, and she was excellent there. That's where I first met her.
A food product that she sold personally. What was it? A bread product. It's in your press release today. Do you know what it is?
No, I haven't. What was it? Tell me.
It's bagels. Thank you so much for joining us.